for you.
If it's not Christ, today is a good day to repent of that sin. If Christ does not come first in your life, today is a good day to turn around and make Christ your number one priority again. Today is a great day to start acting shrewdly in the things of God. Just like that steward made earthly friends using earthly money to benefit himself in an earthly way, Christ calls on us to use godly things to make godly friends to benefit ourselves in an eternal way. Well, how do I do that? Well, you're already here at church, so that's a good start. But what happens after church? What happens later today or tomorrow or this week or this month? Or what happens the rest of my life? What happens then? Fair enough, that's a good question. What can we do? How can we use the things of God for our blessing here and in eternity? Well, we can use the things God gives us for what He gives them to us. Four, we can use the things God gives us for what He gives them to us for. Use the talents and the resources you've been given by God to bless other people in your midst and to make known among them the wondrous works of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Use the word and the sacraments to grow in faith, to increase in holiness, to bring about humility in your life, and to strengthen your bond with everyone in the communion of saints. God has given us His Word. St. Paul tells us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So read your Bible. Take it off that dusty shelf, crack it open, and start reading it again. If you need help with that, ask. We'll find somebody to come read with you or to you. We can make that happen. And God's Word will illumine your heart and light up your path. Through Isaiah, God says, "It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear." So pray. Make your requests and your needs and your struggles and your burdens and everything in your life, make it known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. God, our Father, has given us His one and only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, as the propitiation, as the payment, as the satisfaction for our sins, and not only for ours, but for the whole world. So confess your sins. Return to your baptism in confession and repentance and contrition, and our God, who is faithful and just, will forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Christ Himself promises, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him." That's what Christ promises. So partake of the sacrament of the altar as often as you can, and Christ will come and make His home in your heart. He will strengthen you for a life of holiness here and now. He will raise you up from the dead on the last day, and He will welcome you into the perfection of the life of the world to come when He comes again in all His glory. And finally, what can you do? Well, continue to do what you're doing right now. Continue to worship with the saints and serve them in love. In Hebrews, the Holy Spirit tells us, let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. How can you use the things of God for the purpose for which He's given them to you? Well, you can be shrewd in the things of God, just like we say. You can be like that servant, that steward in the parable, just like he was shrewd in the things of man. This is how we can be shrewd in the things of God, by putting first things first. And during this life, you won't have to decide whether to be loyal to the things of this world or to the King of all creation who made them. When you put first things first, you don't have that struggle in your heart between the love for stuff and the love for the Lord your God. When you put first things first, when you put God first, that's when you have no other gods before Him, and when you fear, love, and trust God above all things. And when you put first things first, when your time in this world comes to its end, you will be commended by your master. Well done, good and faithful servant, he will say. Welcome into the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. That's God's promise of first things first. Praise God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.